Okay, today's daf is Maisra's daf Zion. Maisra's daf Zion, and we are on Vav Mabez by the Mishnah, Alokei Achaya. So we spoke about what one is supposed to buy. Lechachila. So one should buy, based on the Gemara Menachas, the Gzera Shava that we saw quoted in the Mara Folda, one should buy animals, behemos, for Zivche Shlamim. And if one doesn't, what if somebody likes deer, somebody likes chicken, then you can buy chicken. And that is okay, because a chicken is not going to be a carpet anyway, but it can be used. Fine. That is the first part of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said that if you do what's proper, what's supposed to be done, so then the or is not kadosh, because whether it's automatically, let's say conceptually kadosh and then not, or just never kadosh, but it's not kadosh, because we assume that's kind of just like batel to the real item. The real item has kedusha, the container or the skin doesn't have kedusha. The language used is yatsa ha'or lechulin, yatsa kankan lechulin, or by nuts, yatsa klipehem lechulin. Fine. So what happens if you did the wrong thing? Halokeach, or even before that. Let's keep talking about the right thing. By the right thing, we have a carbon shlamim. So eating that shlamim, interestingly, then would fulfill two mitzvahs daraisa. Right? Eating carbon shlamim is it's the Maaser Sheni. I used it with Maaser Sheni money. So remember the Ramban said the first mitzvah that he says the Rambam forgot. But according to the Rambam, maybe it's included in Hafrasha, eating Maaser Sheni. But of course, there's another mitzvah of eating kachim. And that the Rambam discusses in Hilchas Maaser Karbanos with a unusual formulation. The Rambam says in Maaser Karbanos, in the 10th parak, regarding eating kadshim, the Rambam says, Achilas chatas va'asham mitzvah aseh. Eating chatas and asham, which means kohanim, because only kohanim can eat chatas and asham, kadshim, that's a mitzvah aseh, sh'ne'amar v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, ha'kohanim ochlim u'bailim eskaprim. Right, the kohanim eat, and the bailim get kapara through the eating. V'hu hadin l'shar ha'kadshim, sh'ochlin ha'kohanim, sh'achilas and mitzvah. Also other kachim. What are other kachim? Not ola, right? Not eating any ola. So what's other kachim? Must be kachikalim. Kachikalim, which means shlamim. So kashlamim, that's also included in the mitzvah. So the Rambam says, Achilas chadas v'ashem mitzvah say, v'hu adin l'shar kachim sh'ochlan hakonim sh'achilas mitzvah. And then the Rambam says, v'chein, achilas shiari ha'menachas mitzvah say. Ve'ein chadas v'ashem shiari ha'menachas nechalon l'zichrei kahuna, v'im nechlu b'heichal nechlu v'chulu. So how do you understand this lashon that chatas and asham are mitzvahs asay v'chein? And he says, "Hu adin l'shar kachim." So Rav Asher Weiss develops the idea in many contexts, and he wonders. He says, "I don't know why the Achronim didn't formulate it like this, because it's clear there are 10 different examples in the Rambam that the Rambam has two levels within a mitzvah daraisa." Not a mitzvah daraisa or a mitzvah darabanan, but even within what the Rambam sometimes calls nigrar achar hamitzvah. So here the Rambam clearly has two different levels in the mitzvah daraisa of achilas kachim. Achilas chatas and asham clearly is step one. And then he says, v'hu adin l'shar kachim, sh'och l'nakonim sh'achilasan mitzvah. So he says that in the Maaser Karbanos. Also, if you look in Hilchos, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right, in mitzvah peites, the Rambam also reflects this. The Rambam says, in mitzvahs asei peites, let me just find it, peites, the Rambam says, Tziva ha-kohanim lecho b'sar kachim, klomar, ha-chatas v'ha-asham, shehim kachi kachim, v'ramer yis'al v'achol asam shakubar bohem. V'chulu. U'mitraim mitzvah is also achila shi mitzvah, tia yom v'layla ar-chatzos, v'chulu. And then the Rambam says, Amnam shar kachim, klomar kachim kalim, hinehem ye achlu l'shne yam v'layla echad, zulas tod v'alnazir shem yom v'layla, v'achilasam gamkein hi nigreres achar ha-mitzvah. That's his lashon. It's nigrar. V'chein gamkein ha-tshruma. Hine achilasa nigreres achar ha-mitzvah. The Rambam puts in shruma. It's nigrar. Aval ein achilas kachim kalam b'tshuma kemo achilas basar chadas v'asham. It's not on the same level. He says b'feirish. Sh'achilas basar azem min achadas min asham tashlum kaparas ha-miskaper. Chadas and asham are level one because that's part of the kapara. But the other ones are just the mitzvah of eating. But that's the nigrar achar hamitzvah. So the Rambam has this here. So when we talk about eating shlamim, the Rambam doesn't say the bialim eating it. So that is a Rashi in Pesachim that says the bialim eating karbanas. That's also part of the mitzvah. It's also part of the mitzvah. So we talk about buying shlamim here. So it's definitely the mitzvah of eating maaser sheni. Is there a mitzvah of eating kachem also? So that's this discussion. But again, if you want to see some examples of this, in the Minchas Asher, in Dvarim, in Simen Membeis is one of the places where he talks about Os Yud, Nigrar Achar HaMitzvah. Nigrar Achar HaMitzvah, that's the clearest lashon is what I just read, Peites. But there are many other examples. I'll just maybe quote one other example. One other example, Bal Tashchis. You have it by an Asay and by a Los Asay. The Isser Daraisa Bal Tashchis is destroying fruit trees. Destroying fruit trees. Ein Kotitzin Ilani Machal Shechutz L'Madina Vein Monim Emenu Amasamayim V'chulu. You can't destroy fruit trees. Kadesha Yibshu Shenemar Lo Tashchis as Eitza. V'kol HaKotz Eitz Loke. And if anybody cuts down a fruit tree, gets Malkus. V'lova Matzar Belvad, and not only Bimatzor in the siege El Bachol Makom Kol Hakotzeitz Ilon Ma'achol Derech Hashchasa Loke. Cutting down fruit bearing trees in a destructive way, that means for no good reason, Loke des Malkus. And then the Rambam says a halacha later, V'lo ha'ilonos bilvad, it doesn't only apply to trees. Ella Kol Hameshaber Kalim, anybody who breaks Kalim for no reason. Well, for the Korea Bagadim, the Horace Binyan, the Sotame Mayan. There's a good Mayan there, and you close it up, but you rip clothing. Uma'abid ma'acholos, derech hashchasa, over below shashchas. Stop there, it's a daraisa. Then the Rambam adds, ve'ena loke elamakas mardas midivrehem. It's malkas midirabanan. It's like, wait a minute, malkas midirabanan, so that means it's only drabanan. This is drabanan? No. Most Mefarshim say it's a Doraisa, but because it's not Mefurish, you don't get Malkus. Right? That's a rule. We know it. In order to get a punishment, you need Hishamer, Pen, Al, or Lo. One of the four words. But here, so it's a lower level. This is another example of a Nigrar. You have the Iker, which is the fruit trees, and then everything else included. Of course, the Rambam says Derech Hashchasa. If I'm doing something for a good reason, you know, at a wedding, the Gemara says, alluded to, you break a plate. Right, so is that Imashkachech Yerushalayim, Bal Tashchis? If it's to remind us of the Beis HaMikdash, if it's to remind us of something positive, so then there is good reason, right? If there's a tree with poisonous fruit, and one is worried that the fruit are going to be eaten by somebody, that's not Derech Hashchasa. That's the Gemara says. If Me'ula B'damim, if the lumber, the wood, is worth more than the fruit tree. So that also, you know, so there's an example. This is another example of Bal Tashchis, in terms of a nigger achra mitzvah. Okay, so this is all buying shlamim. That's what you should do. Buy a behema for shlamim or buy a chaya for basar taiva. What if you did the wrong thing? Halokei a chaya levzifchei shlamim. I bought a chaya for shlamim, which you can't bring a chaya for shlamim. On the bottom of the Mishnah now on Vav Mabes. So halokei a chaya levzifchei shlamim. I buy a chaya in Yerushalayim for shlamim, which obviously can't be used as a shlamim. So what does that mean? I'm going to have to sell the chaya, get money, and then buy a shlamim. So it was an extra step. Ubehema labasar taiva, or a good behema that I should have been able to use for shlamim, and instead I bought it just to eat in my hotel. Lo yatsa ha'ar l'chulin. So in that case, because you did something wrong, we don't have the kula of the skin not having kedusha. And therefore, lo yatsa ha'ar l'chulin, what do we understand at least at this stage of learning the Mishnah? Everything has kedusha, even the skin, so what do I have to do? The skin I have to sell also and get value and use that money to buy food for Maaser Sheni. So lo yatsa ha'ar l'chulin, because you did something wrong, right? We fine you. That's the language of the Pnei Moshe. Gazru, right? Kimet shero chachamim, sheyo hakol lochin lebasar taiva. People saw, the chachamim saw that everybody was just buying stam, personal meat and not karbanos. They made a gzera that you can only use the money to buy karbanos. And if you violated the Gzeras Chachamim, so Kedin Lokeh Chayla Zivchei Shlamim, and the whole thing has a Kedusha. Right. Kade Yayin, we spoke about the containers of wine. So the first half of the Mishnah said, if you're in a place that always sells wine barrels closed, and you bought a closed wine barrel, so you could assume that the buyer and seller didn't have the barrels in mind. That's just containers. That's just transport. Therefore, there's no kedusha on those barrels. But what happens if kadayim psuchos? You buy an open wine barrel, which then, let's say I buy an open wine barrel. So in that case, often I don't buy the barrel. I bring my own jugs, and he pours from his barrel into my jugs, and I go home with it. So if he sold me the barrel, it must be extra. It must be he's thinking specifically of the barrel. Or even, ostumos, mokim shedarkin limachar psuchos. Even if I bought it sasum, closed, but it's in a place where most people, many people, buy it open. So in that case, it must be that the barrel was specifically thought about. Lo yatsu kankan lechulin. So in that case, the kankan is not chulin, because he obviously thought about it beferish. He thought about beferish, and we could look at it as if my meiser sheni money was given to you, the seller, and the seller gives me wine and a barrel. Two different transactions. See the barrel of Chaim Kanievsky. Dahakankan, in this case, where sometimes it's often sold open, dahakankan eino batel agav hayayin. It's not batel. Kivan sheyocho likach hayayin below a kankan. Since you could buy the wine without the kankan, it must be the kankan is not batel to it. And therefore, it's separate and it has a kedusha. And therefore what? I'm going to have to take that barrel, sell it, get money, and then buy food and eat it with kedusha in Yerushalayim. Sali ayim v'sali te'enim imakli. What if I lo yasu d'mei hakli l'chulin? Similar idea. If I have baskets of figs and baskets of grapes, which aren't always put in there. Right, it just so happens I could just buy grapes and not in the basket. But if in the basket, so again, the demea clear aren't, don't go to chulin. We assume there's kedusha on that as well. The mafarshim talk about why the language is not exactly parallel. Lo yatsa kankan lechulin, lo yatsa demea clear lechulin. But not for us for now. Tani says the brisa, ben bagbag omer, ben bagbag. So interesting, it's one word here. Our Girsa has bagbag as one word. See in the Shinu Nuschos on the side. Kach Shemo, Bekama Mekomos B'Yerushalmi, U'Bahakdamas HaRambam L'Pirish HaMishnah, U'Ba'od Mekomos. But other Girsos have two words, bag, bag. Right, two different words. But of course, Ben Bagbag is not famous for what he says in Maishr Sheni Dav Zion. He's famous for what he says in Pirkei Avos. Right, the last Mishnah. You might call it the last Mishnah. Right, because the fifth parak is really the last parak of Pirkei Avos. So the last Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is Ben Bagbag. Right? Mishnah Chav Beis. Ben Bagbag Omer, Hafochba, Vafochba, Dekulaba. Right? Delvid the Torah and Delvid the Torah, Dekulaba, because everything is in Torah. That's Ben Bagbag, Hafochba, Vafochba, Dekulaba, and Ben Heihei Omer, Lufum Sara Agra. So Ben Bagbag and Ben Heihei. Some say they're the same person, because Bag is Gematria Hei. Right, Beis and Gimel. So some say it's Gematria Hey. Just a couple of points on Ben Bagbag. Rabbi Lau, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, just points out, it's obvious, but these Mishnayos are in Aramaic. Right, unlike all other Mishnayos are in Hebrew. Right, why are these in Aramaic? It must be that these rabbis came up from Bavel. Like Hillel in the first parak. Hillel, first parak also, da'atfuch yutufun, right, he also uses Aramaic, so it must be that these Tanoim came up from Bavel, like Hillel Azakein, said unigid shemei avad shema, right, like in the first parak. That's number one. Number two, right, Tosfos in Chagiga talks about Ben Bagbag, who were they? So, Barhehei, first of all, their first name was Yochanan, because sometimes you have the lush of Yochanan Ben Bagbag, right, Ravavadia points that out, that you find in certain some other context Shmohaya Kiddushin for Shalach Yochanan ben Bagbag Eitzel Yehuda ben Mesera. So his first name was Yochanan. But Tosfos in Chagiga Daftes Yesh Mefarshim Shegerhaya. Some say he was a ger. Why Vahainu, right? What Bar Hei, the son of Hei. What do you mean the son of Hei? Usually by a ger you say the son of Avraham, the son of Sarah. They both got Hayes added onto their name, right? Ben Hey Hey. So Ben Bagbag and Hey, they're the children of Sarah and Avraham. That's why that's the nickname. Mufarshim Shegerhaya, Vahainu Ben Avraham, V'Sarah Shenitosav Hey Bishman, V'Chein Bagbag Dekula Hagamara Ola, right? Hey, means that's gematria. So bedbag bag and behei. Either they were gerim or they were children of gerim. One of those two. But that's amazing that the connection to Avram Avinu. Connection to Avram Avinu. Bag bag and hey. So here, ben bag bag omer. Vanasati. What's the source of what you should buy for Meister Sheni? Vanasata kesef bechol asher tava nafshecha. The pasuk says you can buy whatever you want. Vanasata kesef bechol asher tava nafshecha. Take the money that you switch the kedusha on and buy whatever your heart desires. But we darshin lokeachu adam para mipnei ora. Why is there a limit? Well, let me just say, why is there a limit? Because the hemshach of the pasuk. The pasuk says, if you look in the whole pasuk in Dvarim, vanasata kesef bechol asher tava nafshecha babakar batzon bayayin bashechar. So four words, which the Gemara also is going to darshan more. Uvechol asher tishalcha nafshecha. So it says, whatever you want, these four, whatever you want. So obviously, maybe it's not whatever you want, because if the Torah gives four specific examples. So the Gemara darshins, lokechu adam parim mibnei ora, you could buy a cow, and included in that is the skin, vitzon mibnei gizasa, and the sheep with its wool, even though the wool is not edible, but it's included. V'yayin mibnei kankano. Like we said, and all of the surrounding the accoutrements, so to speak, the wool and the skin, that's included, doesn't have kedusha. Amar Rabbi Zeira, hada de tema bishahaya hamocher hedyot. When do we say that this applies? When what applies? If I sell you an animal for Meiser Sheni, the skin does not have kedusha. When do we say that? Only if the seller is a regular person, meaning that he's selling an animal. Avalam haya mocher uman, but if the seller is an uman, is an expert. What is an expert? Maybe he's a tanner. He works with ore, right? Or what if he is he's selling a kankan, but he works with kankanim. I mean, he's somebody who's machshiv, barrels and skins. So in that case, you can't automatically assume, that's just the container. He doesn't have it in mind. So then, nasa kamocher zebefnei atzmo vezebefnei atzmo. But then it's as if he sold it separately. You have to look at it, each one has significance, and therefore the skin would have kedusha in that case. You can't just ignore it and say, oh, it's the container. Because after all, he is an expert. Good. Amar Reb Zeira, Masnisa Amar Kain. It sounds that way from the Mishnah too. What do you mean? Kadi Sainz Dumos Makom. What did the first part of the Mishnah say? Kadi Ayin Stumos, the closed barrels of wine. Makom Chadakanli Macher Stumos, Yatzakan Kan Lechulin. If the derech is to sell it closed and you bought it closed, so then it's a container and you didn't buy the container separately. But as often in Yerushalmi, the real raya is from the dot dot dot, is from the part of the source that was not quoted. Often the Yerushalmi just quotes the first half of the source. And the raya is really from the second half of the source, as the Mefarshim say. What was the next line of the Mishnah? That's the Mishnah. If it's in a place where it's not always sold closed, so then we have to assume that maybe if I sold you the barrel, then I have a kavana that the barrel is significant. You usually don't take barrels, but if I sold you the barrel, so my das determines that this barrel is being sold separately. So too, we're comparing it. If this guy's an expert, this guy is a tanner who's always interested in ore. This guy is a baal kankan. He sells kankanim. Then you have to assume that it was sold separately. Period. Amar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana says, Umina. And from this, I'll add on one more line. Kama de tamar taman. Just like we said. Just like Rabbi Zeira said. Emayaha mocher uman asaka mocher zeb evnei atzmo vezeb evnei atzmo. Just like if the mocher was an expert, you have to assume he had in mind wine and barrel. V'dechvasa, similarly, emayaha lokeach uman. If the buyer is an uman, same thing. Nasaka lokeach zeb evnei atzmo vezeb evnei atzmo. You have to assume that it was bought. Each one intended to buy, an extra. I love skin. If I'm a tanner and I bought this animal, I'm obviously interested in the skin very much. And when I paid for it, I obviously had compensation for the skin in mind. That's why I gave you a certain amount of money, because I'm into skin. And therefore, the skin also has kedusha. Interesting, the Rambam only quotes it by mocher and not by koneh. When the Rambam quotes in Periches, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Halokeach, when we quote Stam Rambam in this Masechta, Hilchas Maaser Sheni. Halokeach behema lezivchei shlamim v'chayel lebasar taiva. Right, what you're supposed to do, if I buy it, mimi she'eino tagar, if I buy it from someone who's not an expert, ve'eino medakdek, and I'm not so medakdek about it, yasar lechulin, like the Mishnah says, the ar does not have kedusha. Afilu hayu demei ha'ar merubin al demei ha'basar, even if the value of the ar is even more, like we said. Aval halokeach min atagar, lo yatzar lechulin. But if you buy from an expert, from a tagar, it doesn't go to chulin. Why? Because you have to assume that the seller had it in mind. Period. End of halacha. So I'm going to say the word out the other way. What if the buyer is a tagar, is an expert? So machlokes no se kelim. Machlokes radvaz and the kesev mishnah. The radvaz says, v'nira sherabenu samach al hatam. It applies by one. The same svar would apply. Kivan shaha uman medakdek. Since the uman is medakdek, lefichach lo yatsa or lechulin, mali mocher, mali lokeach. What's the difference, says the Radvaz? What's the difference? If it's all about whether people had in mind separately for the containers and for the skin, what difference does it make? Says the Kesef Mishnah of Yosef Cairo, right, a contemporary of the Radvaz, v'tzarech tam, lo mehishmitu rabbeinu. Why did the Rambam leave it out? The Efshar to lo havi garisla. Maybe he didn't have this line. Maybe he didn't have the girsa. The afilu tema de garisla. And even if he had the girsa, ika lememar de svirale de asi lemiflag ula osufe akamaisa. He understands what we just read as a machlokes. Right? We had Rabbi Zeira who's edited by the lokeach, and then Rabbi Mana says, umina, I'm going to extend it. It must be the Rambam understands that it's a machlokes, and he passes like the first opinion. Right, I don't believe in that extension. Uvenaktinan kikamaisa didaya the divrei hakolhi vaod mistaver tame. Whoa! Number one, it's stama, and then he says because it makes sense. The Radvaz obviously felt it didn't make sense to be machalik. What did the Radvaz say? Mali mocher, mali lokeach. And all of a sudden, the Kesef Mishnah says, no, the mocher, not the lokeach. So what's the mistaver tame? What's the mistaver tame? So it might be a more of a limited question, issue, and that is, in this context, where I'm giving the money, I'm giving you money of Maaser Sheni, and you're selling me an animal. So your das, you the makna, you the mocher, you determine what has kedusha, because if you're selling it as a package, so then the skin doesn't have kedusha, because it's batel. And if you're selling it not, so it goes by your das, specifically here. The kona, but who doesn't matter what the kona is what the seller is selling it as. So it might be a specifically Maaser Sheni question. But it also could be, and this is a very large topic, whenever you have kinyanim, is there an ikker party and a tuffel party? If I sell you something, in halacha, who's the one that's more active? Obviously, there's a giver and a taker. But who's the one? Is it just two halves? You need both. You need machne and kona. You need das machne, you need das kona. You need both. Is that, or are there hints to, maybe one is more crucial than the other. Maybe the machne is really doing everything. He's the active one. Or do we say the kona? And we have in various contexts. Sometimes there's, in certain halachic processes, there's one that's more crucial than the other. Right, just to quote by by Kiddushin, right? There's a much discussed Ron, right? The Ron by Kiddushin, but it's in Nedarim. The Ron in Nedarim and by Kiddushin. You can't learn Maseches Kiddushin without this Ron in Nedarim. Good, you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula in order to understand even a little bit of Torah. But the Ron in Kiddushin, Nedarim Daf Lamed, the Avni Miluim loves this Ron. He quotes it five times, right? Says the Ron in Nedarim, Kiddushin. The man is the... What might you have said by Kiddushin? It's half and half. By Gerushin, okay, the man's the active party. It could be Bal Karcha Bidaraisa. So the man is the one that's Makne, the woman, her freedom. But Kiddushin has to be with her acquiescence. Kiddushin has to be, you know, she has to be happy with it. So you might say there's equality, right? There's the Makne, who's the man, and the Kona. The Kona is the man, and the Makne is the woman. Says the Ran, no. The woman basically, to give the mashal, he says, the woman kind of like opens the door, and the man is totally active, comparing Kiddushin to Gerushin. That's the Ran in Nedarim Daf Lamed. Says that, without getting into the context of why he says it, Mikivan Shehi Maskemes LeKiddushei HaIsh, once she agrees, He mevateles daita v'ritzona. Wow. She nullifies her das. Umashvi nafsha etzel habal kedavar shel hefker. She makes herself like a dvar hefker. V'habal machnisa l'rishuso. And the Baal takes her into his rishus. Hiltach ein anu donin b'kiddushin mitzad ha'isha el mitzad habal. That's the Ran. Gerushin, for sure we know. Kiddushin? So clearly, by Kiddushin, the Ran says, the man is the major act, even though they're both needed. You need her haskama. But conceptually, the man is the active player. So what about regular Kinyanim? Not regular Kiddushin. So maybe that's what the Radvaz and Kesef Mishnah are arguing about. It's not just a specific Maiser Sheni Machlokes, maybe it's a general. Right? The Radvaz is saying they're equal. There's a Kona, there's a Makne, Mali Kona, Mali Makne, and the Das of them are both important. Well, maybe the Kesef Mishnah is saying the Makne is the real driver. And the Makne, the Mocher, is the one that determines, and therefore we would go by his Das, and that's Mistaver Taimei. Mistaver Taimei. So you have to look in many areas of Halacha. We have a concept of Das Acharis Makne. Right, but we quoted just last week, I think, where but Bali Tosfos hold that I can give something to a katan, midaraisa. I can be makne it to him. But I can't be kone it from him. What does that show? That kind of show is hakano is the ikker. So where I'm the gadol, I'm being makne to him, it works. But in the other way, he wants to be makne it to me, it doesn't work. What do you mean? I'm the kone. Why isn't it strong enough? Must be hakano is, see, it sounds like hakano is ikker from that halacha. Okay, vaita, we continue. Other examples of selling items with a package in a container. Chotel shel tamarim, a basket of dates. Petulia shel tamarim, yatzu lechulin. If I sell a basket of dates or a petulia of dates, they goes lechulin, meaning it's considered batel. Why? Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, these types of containers help them ripen. Right? It's not just happens to be, you know, you put it in here. It helps them, you put it in there when they're not ripe, and they continue to get ripe in these containers. So that's why it's batel. It doesn't have its own significance. Kupa shel tamarim, but a box of dates is tani tani yatsu, is tani tani lo yatsu. One brisa says it is yotze, one brisa says it's not yotze. Amar of chizda, what's the difference? Man damar yatsu derusos. The one that says yatsu, that's by pressed ones. By pressed ones, it really needs the box. And therefore, the box is batel. It needs them. Right, and therefore the Rasilio says it's like a klipa lapri, it becomes like a peel. Whereby press dates. Umandama lo yatsu bishina jruso. So one that says lo yatsu, no, if it's not pressed, doesn't really need the box. So it's sold separately. Period. Next part of the Mishnah. Hatemed. Achalo hechemis vechulu. Remember the Mishnah said, if you have this temed, this mixture of water you put into the wine dregs. So before it starts fermenting, so then it's called water. And therefore you cannot buy it with Maaser Sheni money. But if once it ferments, so then you can't buy a Maaser Sheni money. So we're going to have the exact same Gemara that we had at the end of Maaseres. So usually you have these two different Gemaras, two different Masechtas, but Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, we had this 2 weeks ago, the same exact Gemara. I mentioned it already outside in the last year. So we have elsewhere, the Mishnah says in Maaseres, the Mishnah in Maaseres says, before it starts fermenting, you cannot buy it with Maaser Sheni money. Uposelas a mikvah. What does that mean? If you remember, a mikvah has to be 40 sa'ah. Before it's 40 sa'ah, 3 lugin of mayim she'uvin will pasel. Once it's 40 sa'ah, I could add in a lot. Maybe even up to 50%. But before I end up pasels. So only water pasels, not other liquids. So temed, before it becomes fermenting, you cannot, it's not cold, you can't buy it with a katsa meisner, and it ruins the mikvah because it's cold water. Misha hechemitz, but once it starts fermenting, nikach bekesav meisner, veina bozlaz mikvah, but once it starts fermenting, then it's already not cold water. You could buy it with meisner sheni money, and it doesn't pasel the mikvah, it's not cold water. So 2 days, same 2 days we had again back at the end of meisner. Masnisa der Yehuda. Well, maybe first we want to say that are the following Mishnah, right? This Mishnah over here in meisner is following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. Why? Because what does it say there? Titaninan Taman. Because, again, it's also in Maaseres. I should say, it's a Mishnah in Maaseres and in Chulin. Titaninan Taman, we learned there. Hametam, Ibnasamayim, Bemida. Remember the Mishnah. I put water into the Temed. I put water onto the dregs. I take out the dregs. And then I measure how much water is there. So I measure. What if I find exactly, I put in 3 gallons of water, and I find 3 gallons of water. It's colored. It's colored now, but it's still the same exact amount. Potter, the Tanakhama says, that's still water. That's still water. It's the same exact amount of water. You don't have to take off maisros from that. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to take off maisros from that. Why? Even if it's the same amount, we have to assume that some of the water went into the dregs that you took out, and some of the wine from the dregs went into the liquid. But we learned there a comment on that Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yevo, Zimna Amar Lam Shvei Rabbi Blazer, Zimna Amar Lam Shvei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Vehusha Hechmitz. Only if it started, when do we say that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayiv? If it started fermenting. Meaning, eat Rabbi Yehuda's amount, it doesn't have to be more, but it requires Hechmitz. But what do you see from there? Rabbi Yehuda holds fermentation is the factor. If it's fermenting, that's all. So, same thing with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about, if it's fermented, then you can buy it with Master Shani money. If it's not, you can't. So should we say that our Mishnah is only Rebbe Yehuda? So the Gemara answers, Rebbe Yossi, another opinion. First opinion says yes. Then Divrei HaKol, you know, our Mishnah could even be like the Rabbanan. Even be like the Rabbanan. Meaning, the Rabbanan who say that you don't have to take off Maisris from it, could still say that you could buy Master Shani money with it. Shekein afilu meimelach v'kachan v'kesa meister. It's not wine, but it's not water either. So it's some type of beverage. It's not wine, but it's not water. So it's not wine, so you don't have to take a meisters from it. It's an inferior type of beverage, so there's no chiv of meisters. But with meister sheni money, you can buy it. Because only water is excluded. Water and salt are excluded from meister sheni, what you could buy. Even meimelach. Salt water you could buy. So this is more than water, even though it's not fully wine, and therefore our Mishnah could be according to that Shita as well. Period. So remember what we said in the second part of the Mishnah. If you did the wrong thing, you brought a chaya for a karban, you brought a behema for your own, lo yatsar alachulin. What does that mean, lo yatsar alachulin? So we thought maybe it meant that something happens, but even more, we fine you. Says Rabbi Elazar, no. Rabbi Elazar lokana meiser. Rabbi Elazar says, you know what that means? Nothing happened. You have meiser sheni money and you spent it on a deer. Nothing happened. A deer for shlamim or a behema for non shlamim. Lokana meiser, meaning the fruit still have kedusha. I'm sorry, take it back. You have money here and you have an animal here. The money still has kedusha, and the animal, nothing happened. Lokana meiser. Amar Rabbi Yosi, b'kadmaisa havinan marin. Originally, we would have thought, if you learn the Mishnah, halokech behema lebasar taiva al karcho, nitfas hashem l'shlamim. I would have understood the Mishnah as, if you try to do this, let's say I bought a behema for my own personal, I would say, tough luck, it's a karbon. And not only is it a karbon, the skin is a karbon. I would have said even more. That's why I would have understood the Mishnah. But V'lo avinan amar klum. But now I realize that was wrong. That what we said was nothing. Min hadada amar Rebbe Elazar, lo kana meiser. From the fact that he says lo kana meiser, it must be that nothing has occurred. So we have to talk about a little bit. You could have a hektish balkarcha. Like, you didn't have das to be makdish this. You had das to eat this yourself. But the chachamim could say tough luck. Tough luck. Right? Is there hektish bitaus? Right? Is there hektish bitaus? Right, what about, maybe we'll start with this next time. There's a comment about, we could talk about Yiftach and the Ramban at the end of Ayikra, where he talks about his daughter and whatever comes out of my house first. A tragic story, however you understand it. But that has to do with Hektish Balkarcha, which maybe we'll pick up with next time. Okay, that's Dav Zayin in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni.